At the back door she took an umbrella from the rack. The door led straight from a large kitchen into the garden. Oddly, the kitchen seemed cold and empty. Jane said, "I'd have had a meal prepared for you, but I only arrived today myself. Haven't had a chance to do a shopping yet. I thought you might eat out in town, if that's okay with you."
"Sure."
Enzo groaned inwardly at the prospect of having to go out again into the night. It was fully dark now, and by the light of an outside halogen lamp illuminating the back garden, he could see the rain driving almost horizontally across the lawn. They huddled together, under the shelter of the umbrella, and hurried over the grass to where the annex sat, brooding darkly among the trees. He was aware of her slight, soft body pressed into his side as he crooked his arm around her shoulders to support the umbrella against the wind. She unlocked the door and they scrambled out of the wet into the small square of entrance hall, shaking the umbrella behind them. The flick of a switch caused a single, naked bulb to cast light down into the hall from the narrow stairwell. She pushed open the door in front of them.
"Bathroom in there, bedroom up the stairs, and this,"
she turned to her right and opened a door,
"was Papa's study."
She leaned in and turned on a light,
and Enzo found himself gazing back 20 years into the past. He felt a strange thrill of anticipation, all his instincts on suddenly heightened alert. Here was the room where Killian had died, the room in which he had somehow created a message for his son, a message that the young man had never seen and which had never been deciphered by anyone since. He laid his overnight bag down in the hall and took 3 steps back in time, to an early fall night in September 1990. The large square room had a high ceiling. To the right, a tall shuttered window opened onto what Enzo imagined would be a view across the garden to the house. Floor-to-ceiling bookshelves lined the facing wall and the wall to the left. 1,000 volumes or more stood side by side, silent witnesses to the murder of the man who had placed them there. Her multicoloured facade lent a warmth to this otherwise cold room.